Members of the congregation of a small Ukrainian church in Chilliwack were recently shocked to see it in a real estate ad, listed for $750,000. But St. Demetrius Ukrainian Orthodox Church has fallen into disrepair, partly because there has been no priest to hold the church together. As more Ukrainians settle in the Fraser Valley, particularly in Chilliwack. And many of those new Canadians have found solace and refuge in the church, and are desperate to see the space saved. They worry that a buyer would demolish the building to make way for redevelopment. A letter-writing campaign has been underway, drawing support from arms of the church and beyond to reverse the church board's decision to sell. They've also created a petition to pull their supporters together at change.org. That petition had 360 signatures by January 13. On Sunday, January 12, about 40 church members and supporters gathered for a peaceful rally outside the church. They wanted to draw attention to the matter, while rallying together in solidarity as they plan their next steps. Among the group was Bradley Guionet, who is founder of Chilliwack Supports Ukraine, has received the Paul Harris Fellowship Award and a King's Coronation Medal for his work resettling Ukrainians into Canada. He spoke of the history of the church and how it fell into disrepair, and more importantly, the significance that the church holds today and the potential the building has to create a new safe haven for those fleeing the war. Going back through the archival holdings at the Chilliwack Progress and Chilliwack Archives, we know that this congregation did not begin in 1970, but rather in 1946, mere months after the end of World War II, he said. The Chilliwack area has a strong history of supporting Ukrainians during times of war. When Ukrainians arrived en masse in the 1940s, they created a cultural hall on Fairfield Island. That building was the backdrop for community dinners, dance shows, and outreach to the general public that shared Ukrainian culture. The current building, on Victor Street, was established in 1948. In 1970, local Ukrainian families came together to buy it as a group. This building has a long history of people putting in the work to see their cultural and spiritual home run successfully, Guionet said. For years now, St. Demetrius has stood in this rather derelict state. While some members tried to save it, membership dwindled, and even with over 5,000 people in Chilliwack, or 5% of the population, with Ukrainian heritage, all religious and cultural activities have now but stopped. He said the church community was disheartened to see the building up for sale on January 2, and that it was done without notice to the congregants. A legal team is working to retain the building and looking for answers. I am hopeful, with the support of Ukrainians in Chilliwack and the community at large, St. Demetrius Church can be saved, he said. He spoke directly to the Ukrainians present for their ongoing help. God willing, in a short period of time you will be handed the keys to this beautiful building, he said. A diamond in the rough, that will need your time, your money, and your talents. Saving St. Demetrius from the sale will be the easiest challenge in the list of opportunities presented to you. He noted that it will take the Ukrainian community coming together in force to save the building, but also care for it into the future. Now is the time to build strong connections, and encourage other Ukrainians to show up, he said.